Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Monday, the 26th day of January. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 8,121 head with a weighted average weight of 551.05 pounds, a price value $456.95. That's 57 cents lower than Friday, $1.34 lower than a week ago. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Monday, 100,000 head of cattle, down 5,000 from last week, down 13,000 head from a year ago. Monday's hog slaughter at 426,000 head, that's up 5,000 from last week, down 55,000 head from a year ago. Taking a look at the Missouri weekly weight average feeder cattle report for the week ending Saturday, January the 24th, 41,844 head of cattle went through the auction barns around the state last week. The feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady to $5 lower. The feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4.5 to 5 weights, had a weight average price statewide of $513.61. 5 to 550 pound steers, $499.61. 5.5 to 6 weights at $457.81. 6 to 650 pound steers, $431.44. 6.5 sub weights at $404.85. 7 to 750 pounds, $382.64. 7.5 to 8 weights at $366.83. The average price on the 8 to 850 pound steers at $351.30. Feeder heifers, 4.5 to 5 weights at $452.09. 5 to 550 pound heifers at $431.40. 5.5 to 6 weights at $402.74. 6 to 650 pound heifers, weight average price at $382.80. 6.5 some weights at $364.20. 7 to 750 pound heifers at $341.24. 7.5 to 8 weights at $332.45. Closing futures markets on the Board of Trade, March corn down 2.25 at $428.25. May at $436 down 2. July at $442 down 1.75. Soybeans for March down 6 at $1061.75. May at $1074 down 5.5. July $1087.5 down 5. Wheat for March down 7, $522.5. May at $532.75 down 6.25, July at $545.25 down 5.75. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle, February 236.02 up $1.12, April 238 up 107, and June 233.62 up 127. Feeder cattle for January 366.70 up $1.90, March at 362.60 up 245, and April 361.20 up 245. Lean hogs for February down a nickel, 88.30, April 96.72, up 55, May at $100.22, up 67. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.